You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and earlier today I had the pleasure of speaking with Eduardo Badescu. Eduardo is the club president of WSA Winnipeg and is the leader behind WSA's efforts to bring elite soccer to Winnipeg. In this interview, Eduardo and I discuss WSA Winnipeg's upcoming season in the USL Premier Development League and his vision for both WSA Winnipeg and professional soccer in Winnipeg. And now, Eduardo Badescu.
Eduardo, WSA Winnipeg is heading into its second season in the USL Premier Development League. With a year in the league under your belt now, what are the main goals for this season?
The main goal for this season for us, it's a very simple one. The first year was, I have to go back there a little bit, the first year was to really establish ourselves as a team and find out what the PDL really is all about. Second year is now we're trying to compete a little bit better than what we did, so hopefully to be around the 500 marks. And hopefully by the third year, we're going to be able to compete for a playoff spot.
And your next two matches will be against a familiar opponent. You'll be playing against FC Edmonton in two preseason exhibition matches on March 24th and 25th at the WSF Indoor Soccer Complex. You know, what do you hope to accomplish in those matches, and what do you hope for your players to take from those games?
It's always a pleasure to play, and really for the players mostly, they always want the challenge to play a team, a professional team like the NSL FC Edmonton, who they're really working very hard to develop the game in Canada. That's what I think one of the reasons they come to Winnipeg is really to promote the game and Edmonton itself. We have to commend them from them. Where we hope to get from this game and what we did last year, we use this game usually for us as a final cut for our rosters for outdoor. So this is a competition for the players to show what they can do against tough competition. And of course, we always try to for the players to look how they play, to list how they behave, to see everything, see what a really a professional team is all about.
FC Edmonton is a good example of a club that is focused on developing Canadian talent via a professional model. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about your long-term vision for WSA Winnipeg.
Like FC Edmonton and WSA Winnipeg, they really share the same vision. We are about all development. That's what is our main goal. And we hope that in 2-3 years, we'll be able to go into an NASL, or even the USL Pro. Depends which one will be more appropriate for us at the time. But we're always going to try to develop Canadian players. And that's what I think everybody has to understand, that the PDL really helps development in Canada, I think, more than anybody else. Because we get all the youth players, the 17 to 23, playing them in the PDL, give them the experience necessary, because most of the professional team will not touch a player until that age, usually. And Edmonton is one of the few that actually does. They do go for the younger players. They have some U20 players. Same like us. We have some U17, U20 players in former U20 players in our teams. But development is all about, and we hope to get in a NSL or USL Pro in the next 2-3 years.
As you've mentioned, it's my understanding that you're focused on local talent in terms of building your team. Do you feel that approach will enable you to be competitive this year? And how do you balance sort of building a competitive team with the mandate of really promoting and developing players from Winnipeg?
That's what it is, our goal. I think, and we proved in the first year, that we can compete with anybody in terms of soccer in Canada. Last year was our first year. Most of these players never played together. We never lost any lopsided game except one when at that time was two guys kicked out, so it was not really the things, but we were almost in every single game. We competed with just local players and never played together. And average age of our last year, I think, was 19 years old. So to be in a league that most of the players, remember, we have the Thunder Bay, which they have always 7 or 8 players over age. You have Des Moines, who does the same thing. Colorado is close to us, but they still, most of their ages are 22, 23. So I thought we did very, very good. And I hope this year, from the experience gained last year, they're going to get better. That's why I believe by the third year, we're going to, if we keep the same players, and hopefully we'll do, they're going to fight for a playoff start, because the quality is there. It's just the age difference and the maturity and the experience that helps. And all of this will be accomplished hopefully by next year.
The coaching staff for the team has a lot of experience and bring significant backgrounds in Canadian soccer, as well as experience at the global level. What are the most important qualities you were looking for when you were putting together your technical team?
My technical team, you're talking about the coaches or the players also?
The coaches.
The coaches. The coaches that we've been together for the last 10 years, Konstantin Ignat and William Rosales, both of them former international players in their own country, Romania and respectively El Salvador. Besides that, we always are in what's happening in soccer, what is new, the best methods of soccer. There are also former players who understand the player, who understands the game. So what we're looking for is always between us to have an understanding and have the same philosophy together, so the players get the same message. And so far, we have no problem. Like I explained, we've been there for 10 years, and it's working very good for us. I am mostly the guy that makes the decision. Konstantin takes care most of the offense, William most of the defense, and then William also a little bit more on the of the fitness, and Konstantin on the goalies, and it's going pretty good. We are really doing very good so far.
Is there a specific style of soccer or tactical approach that WSA Winnipeg will play this year, or that you favor?
So you want me to tell you everything? I hope nobody else listening from Thunder Bay. Do you think they will listen to this one? No. Anyways, yes, we're going to try to play as we did in the first year. We're trying to play mostly a possession game as much as we can. And that is our main focus. If we can play a possession game, and depends, of course, on the teams that we're playing and where we're playing and the players available, we're going to try to play counter-attacking when it's necessary. We'll put pressure when it's necessary. So it all depends a lot on the teams that we're playing against, and, of course, the players that we'll have available, because I still don't have the teams till the next weekend to know who exactly is in the team. But the philosophy is a possession-based game.
Speaking of the players, I know you've mentioned you haven't finalized the roster exactly yet, but could you mention, you know, some of the exciting players that you think maybe fans should be looking forward to seeing this year?
Like, definitely from last year, we had some exciting players. Amos Ganea, of course, Johnny, another player that did very good for us last year. And let's don't forget the captain, Ivan Garcia, who is a tremendous player. He was invited to play in MLS, and he put it down because he wants to go into medicine. So those are the three players we're looking from the old generation. From the young generation, we'll definitely look at probably will be one of them will be Moses Danto, who is a national training player and also a U-17 player. We're also looking at Ali Moose, another U-17 international, and just came back to us from coming back from Vancouver Whitecaps. And the other one that I'm really looking to hopefully this year even give us a more spontaneous game than he delights would be Greg Kulziki.
And speaking of the larger organization as a whole, Canadian women's national team midfielder Desiree Scott is a product of the World Soccer Academy and has played many roles with the organization. Does it help to have a player of her caliber and profile out there, you know, working as an ambassador for soccer in Winnipeg and for your organization?
Oh, it helps tremendously. Desiree has been with us for the last 5 years. She's been identified when she played for us at the Nationals, and is a very, very big help. And she is one of the best ambassadors of soccer I have seen here. Also, of course,
So you're one year in and just, you know, getting ready to embark on the second season. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the response to the team so far in the city and what your thoughts are on for the potential of Winnipeg as a market for professional soccer.
I definitely think any city in Canada is ready for soccer. Any city in Canada. Soccer, as you know, is a very popular sport. It just is not promoted properly. If it's sold properly, I think soccer will gonna go very far. Winnipeg definitely is a market that, again, we are the first one to tap in after the Fury days. And that was, 15, 20 years ago. So therefore, it will be a challenge for the first 2-3 years, which we already knew it. But after that, we should be okay doing the stuff. We should be okay competing in anything with soccer in Canada over, I think, is going to happen. Sooner or later, will have to happen. And in Winnipeg, we are working next year to bring a W League team also here. So that should help out a lot.
The landscape of youth development in Canadian soccer has been evolving over the last several years. Clubs like FC Edmonton and WSA Winnipeg have a huge role to play in terms of enabling players who might previously not have had an opportunity to continue their development and allow them to do so in a very competitive and highly structured environment. Do you think the model that you've put out there with WSA Winnipeg, is that something that's easily transferable to other fairly large cities in Canada?
I think personally, and I thank you for asking this question, I really believe the way to go in Canada at this point in time is really a very similar league like a PDL and a very similar club like Winnipeg, WSA Winnipeg, very similar like Ottawa Fury, very similar like any of the clubs. I think Canada is not ready personally. I don't think Canada is ready for a professional league on their own. They need the USA, and the MMSL has proved that, the MLS has proved that. So already we have three teams, hopefully might get one in the future, but I don't think we're ready for a professional team. And PDL is the way to go in Canada to develop players at the highest level possible. And in the same time, remember, the kids can have an education, and they get the best out of both worlds. An education and play soccer after that in the highest level possible in North America.
One thing that struck me just about following the Winnipeg team in the last year or so has been the very professional manner in which it's been marketed and branded, you know, with everything from the website to the design of the scarves and the way the club is marketed, managed, and promoted. How important is it to have a professional approach off the field in terms of achieving the overall goals of WSA Winnipeg?
Again, a very, very good question, and that's what we are trying to do. We are trying to be professional, even if we are considered by the CSA standards an amateur team. We are trying to be professional in unexpected we do. And the biggest part of this is Lee Haber. He is the one that designed most of the stuff from us, except the uniforms, which Mondeda did an amazing job. You're going to see them as the day we announced them, and it's going to be on our website very soon. But Lee Haber did most of the stuff for us, the logo, the scarves, takes care of the website, and that is in the professional aspect that he likes to do. And the whole organization, our board of directors, they are all going on the same thing. We're trying to do the highest level possible without spending too much money at this point in time.